NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The last 5 months have been extraordinarily rough on small businesses. Many have been forced to close down, making no income at all for months. Others have tried to pivot, find ways to make money in our new world. Back in April, we talked with Molly Moon Neitzel. She's the owner of Molly Moon's Homemade Ice Cream in Seattle, Washington. Molly started her business about a decade ago as one little ice cream shop, and she's grown it into 8 shops and an $8 million a year business. But when we talked to Molly back in April, things were pretty bleak. She just closed her ice cream shops and she was scrambling to survive.
I've laid off some of my best friends. My assistant has been with me for 5 years. She's a 3-year-old daughter. One of my area managers started as a scooper 11 years ago and has worked his way up in the company. And my dad works for our company. He's our facilities maintenance manager, and he's incredible. He was a general contractor for 40 years, and I laid my dad off. He's on unemployment.
Today on the show, we check back in with Molly Moon.
Planet Money TikTok, it's economics, but relatable.
Yeah. Wait, what was it originally?
Planet Money TikTok, radio for your eyes, but shorter.
That's the best one.
Molly Moon Neitzel, owner of Molly Moon's Homemade Ice Cream in Seattle, Washington. Thank you so much for joining us. So when we last talked, it was very early days. There were so many unknowns, including how long the shutdown was going to last. That was like a very hard time for you.
It was devastating. It's still devastating. I think now I'm just like kind of used to the level of devastation that my business and other small businesses are going through. You know, we've lost millions of dollars. I had to lay everyone off. But on the positive side of things, like we did some really creative stuff online. We sold these pint club cards. You buy 10 pints worth on a card, you get 11 pints and a cute little freezer bag. But I think we did like $60,000 in that pint club card.
So this was like basically selling like future pints.
Yeah. People were buying futures in Molly Moon's. We sold sweatshirts that said stay home, eat ice cream. Those made like $20,000. So we kind of scraped through a few months like that. And that's what was able to pay our health insurance bills. Oh. And so everybody that we laid off, I have continued to be have consistently on our health insurance plan. And I just could not bear the thought of any of these people that I care about and feel responsible for not having health insurance through a pandemic.
That's a lot of money for you, though, and your business.
Yeah, it is. I still am not sure how we'll make it through the winter, but this being able to pay for everybody's health insurance, even if we have to lay people off again, is like my floor. That is what we have to do.
At the same time, you got one of the government loans.
Yeah, we got the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. We got $734,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, we've used it to bring back like more than 90% of our employees. And then we also used it to pay rent and utilities. And that has just been so helpful.
But you also pivoted a little bit from the majority of your income coming from scoops and stores and things like that to supermarket sales.
Yeah. So I really need to ramp that up. And a majority of our income is still going to come from the scoop shops. They're doing terribly in relative terms. I'm doing like 50% of normal sales right now. So that's not really sustainable. We also have like one of our largest shops was on the very edge of CHOP, the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone.
Oh, right.
And it got very violent. police were attacking protesters and tear gassing them every night. Our ice cream shop was full of tear gas. I mean, this was really scary.
And so what's happening with that now?
CHOP was cleared out by a mayor's decree. It feels like our neighborhood has been sanitized. It's very sad. There's no one around except police officers. It feels like a ghost town. Then a businessman visiting from California came into our shop and put his credit card down and said, I want to buy all these police ice cream. And he bought hundreds of police officers ice cream. And then there was all this social media from Black Lives Matter activists who were like, Molly Moons is giving free ice cream to the cops. This is messed up. They also had taped off the neighborhood where you couldn't get into the neighborhood unless you like walked through a police line and caution tape. So of course, when I was going to work, officers were like waving me in, lifting the tape for me, like they're chivalrous. But my black and brown employees were having a really hard time getting to work.
Oh.
And one employee in particular was like kind of given 20 questions to the point where she felt harassed and scared to walk through their police line and under their tape and get to work. And my employees were like, this feels really hard to walk through our doors through like a sea of police officers. And I tried to have graceful conversations with police officers for a few days. And I was being met with some grace, but a lot of aggression and a lot of defensiveness. So we've always had these signs in our windows that say Molly Moons is a gun-free zone. So we put up a sign that just said, like, police officers, basically this applies to you too. We're a gun-free zone. Like, we just don't want guns in our shops. And that has just created a lot of backlash. I've gotten like threats, lots and lots and lots of threats that people are going to come rob or worse our store because the police won't come now.
So you've basically gotten it from both sides, from people who thought you were buying ice cream for the police and now from the police who feel like you're telling them they can't come into your shop.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is in addition, of course, to trying to run your company and navigate it through an extremely difficult time.
Yeah. I've spent most of the last 2 days making sure, first and foremost, that my employees feel safe, and second, to, you know, try to sell ice cream. If we can just get to like 60 to 65% of last year's sales, we'll be okay. I think it's possible for us to meet our goals and get through the winter. But at the same time, it's also possible that we won't make it. And that is just so different than my business experience in the last 12 years.
You mentioned that you're worried about the company making it. Is it like a small chance that it won't work out? Does it feel like 50-50? Like how does it feel right now?
And usually such an optimist that it's definitely more than 50-50. I mean, what I say to myself every day is like, how am I going to make it through the winter? You know, how are we going to do this? We have to do this. And I don't even think I could really, though, guess what the percentage is because everything is so uncertain about the pandemic. All of us out here in small business land are struggling.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Camille Peterson, fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.